This is KCUR 89.3, NPR in Kansas City. Novelist Adam Gennady is a West Coast transplant to rural Kansas. His fourth book, This is the End of Something, But It's Not the End of You, is about getting through the hard times. KCUR contributor Ann Kniggendorf and Gennady spoke from their respective homes about life's highs and lows and about living in isolation.
The character James moves between San Diego, Norfolk, Portland, and rural Kansas. I'm pretty sure that's your same trajectory, right?
It is, yeah.
He meets someone on a bus who says, Kansas of all places. Portland's super cool. Why Kansas? Can you answer that?
I think growing up on the West Coast, going to the Midwest for the first time was a big revelation for me. Suddenly there was weather and there were fireflies and there were hills. I mean, here in the eastern part of Kansas, it's not the dry, hard Kansas that people think of.
By the time we get to the title line on the last page, This is the End of Something, But It's Not the End of You, we know that James hasn't suffered through any cataclysmic event, any gigantic final ending. Will you talk about the endings he is encountering?
The book deals a lot with suicide and depression. The book is largely about depression, sadness, and frustration, and trying to push through that. But he's come to terms with really what's happening is things are changing versus ending.
And it also seems that it's a lot about hope.
Yeah, the book's very much about hope, but I want it to be kind of a realistic hope. People are always telling you, oh, you know, it's going to get better, but it also gets worse again, and then it gets better, and you have to be ready for those changes, those peaks and valleys.
Would you please read a short passage?
Sure. I used to believe the most important thing was to survive. But when you start looking at your life as a war, you inherit the bad traits of a soldier. I don't want to settle for survival anymore. What I want is to find the healthiest, safest, most rewarding life I can, while taking the rough days as they come. You try to be as ready as you're able for this, and that is as much as you can do.
So much of the way this character survives the hard times is by relying on his friends, and it's really hard not to focus on that right now since I read this during the stay-at-home order. But the way the character deals with anything difficult is by connecting with people. It's the connections that are important to him.
Yeah, I mean, the book is also about friendship.
Yeah, you have one line in here. The line is, we laughed together and I forgot about mysterious endings and transition and parts of me breaking.
Yeah, friendship is, you know, friendship's medicinal. We need human interaction, which is even scarier in this time when we're so isolated.
We have to talk a little bit about self-isolating, which I've read you do on a regular basis.
I think I'm asocial. I mostly like to be alone and working, and then I'd sort of save all my hanging out time and being a real person fun time for when I go on tours. So the isolation that's going on right now is pretty much mostly how I've been living my life for a long time.
What do you find rejuvenating about being alone, or what would you tell someone who's just not used to doing it?
For me, being alone is good because I spend a lot of time writing, and I think if you have one thing that you're desperately trying to do all throughout the day, it helps to be alone and to channel your energies into that. But it can also be not great because it can lead you to darker places. So I think while you're doing this, you need to have find things that you do every single day to give yourself some kind of order and some kind of stability in the chaos.
Another element of this book is the character's fascination with these mysterious postcards a relative wrote years ago. Do you think there's something about handwritten communication that's maybe more human than phone interaction or Skype interaction?
I think postcards and letters sent via the mail can be a lot more substantial than any kind of, you know, Skype or anything like that. And it's hard to get back into that habit. I think it's very good for our soul. I think it's something that we need to get back to.
That was Kansas novelist Adam Gennady speaking with KCUR contributor Ann Kniggendorf about his new book, This is the End of Something, But It's Not the End of You.